In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. On any given day, the gospel of Christ is proclaimed to millions of people. Some may hear the message in a church, a sanctuary, as we have today. Some hear it on the radio. If you have satellite radio, it's abundant. Television, internet, you can even live stream some of our own Greek Orthodox services from some of the churches that have live streaming. Some hear it from friends, but they all hear the same message, and everyone responds differently. Why is it that two people go to the same church, hear the same message, yet have different responses? Why is one transformed while the other is barely fazed? Why do some change their lives and turn from sin, and others never change? Christ addresses this issue in the parable of the soils, and we heard that today. This parable is recorded in the Synoptic Gospels, and those are of Matthew, Mark, and Luke. And the message is quite clear. Let me read to you verses 5 through 8 in today's reading. The Lord said this parable: a sower went out to sow his seed, and as he sowed, some fell along the path, and was trodden underfoot, and the birds of the air devoured it. And some fell on the rock, and as it grew up, it withered away, because it had no moisture. And some fell among the thorns, and the thorns grew with it and choked it. And some fell into good soil and grew and yielded 100-fold. Some of the parables of Christ are sometimes hard to decipher, but this parable is not. In this reading, Christ explaining the meaning to his disciples, and I'll read that part. So with the disciples, now the parable is this: the seed is the word of God. The ones along the path are those who have heard. Then the devil comes and takes away the word from their hearts, that they may not believe and be saved. And the ones on the rock are those who, when they hear the word, receive it with joy, but these have no root. They believe for a while, and in time of temptation fall away. And as for what fell among the thorns, they are those who hear, but as they go on their way, they are choked by the cares and riches and pleasures of life, and their fruit does not mature. And as for that in the good soil, they are those who, hearing the word, hold it fast in an honest and good heart and bring forth fruit with patience. As he said these things, he cried out, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear." So why do people respond differently? Jesus listed four different kinds of response to the message of the gospel. They correspond to the four types of soil. Number one, the seed on the road, and I'll say the hardened hearer. The first kind of soil is the one on the hardened path. The fields in Israel were often narrow fields that were divided by walking paths that had become beaten down over the years. This would be like the seed in our day that was thrown onto the freeway, or even the truck path in a field. The ground is so hard that the seed just lies there on top of the soil, and birds fly by and eat it. There are some people who hear the gospel message, but they have no response because their hearts are hard. They are closed to new insights and are non-receptive to truth. They have life figured out. You know them. And have concluded that the gospel is irrelevant. In other words, it doesn't work. They have trained themselves to tune out God. These people have the seeds of God's word presented to them, but they aren't interested. Satan takes the seed and sweeps it away. Number two, the seed on the rocky ground, and I'll call them the superficial hearers. Unlike the first group, these are people who receive the gospel message with enthusiasm, but that enthusiasm is short-lived. When difficulty comes or when the novelty wears off, these people drift away. They have a conversion experience. And for a while, these people seem bold in the Lord. You know them too. And then one day they lose interest and drift away. Their faith was superficial. These people do show some evidence of new life in the beginning. They may appear to have had a genuine conversion experience, but it is not real, and in time it will fade. Number three, the seed in the thorns, we'll call these the distracted hearers. The third group are people attracted to the gospel message, but they never get around to being serious about the gospel. They are so distracted by other things that they never respond to the truth. These people have a divided heart. They receive the truth of God, but they welcome competing truths as well. They don't know what they believe. These people know they need spiritual life, but are unwilling to commit to Christ. Jesus tells us these people eventually drift away because of the worries of life and the desires for other things. They want to pursue the things of the world and the things of God, but you cannot do both. Jesus said, "No one can serve two masters. Either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money." And we read that in the Gospel of Matthew. The final one, number four, the seed of the fertile soil, the responsive hearers. The true believer is one that hears the truth and accepts it as truth. They interact with the truth of God and find it satisfying and good. They receive the message of salvation and apply it to their own life. The evidence of this kind of commitment is a transformed life. These people bear fruit. In other words, they are becoming holy, like we read in Romans chapter 6, verse 22. They are beginning to give evidence of Christ-like character by manifesting love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. We read that in Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. They show their changed life and their eagerness to honor God and share the gospel with others. You all are that. You all are followers of Jesus Christ, and you are not distracted or superficial. The key question that we must ask to consider today is this, and I know the answer, but I'm going to say it anyway. Ask yourselves, what kind of soil am I? This parable is presented to shake us up. It was written to make us think. The seed has been sown. What happens next depends on the nature of our hearts. I pray that God plant His words deep in your soul, and I pray that He's pleased with you and the fruit that comes forth as a result. Amen.